Today we start Siman Hey, which is just one safe to it. It says Yichavin Brachos. When you make a bracha, you should have kavana perish amilos for the meaning of the words, which isn't setting the bar too high, of course. But it's saying that you talk, you should have kavana for the words. So the Mishnah Berurah says perish amilos. Kamosh Amr Chazal, as the rabbi said, it's a Gemara in Brachos. Shall Yizrak a bracha mit piv. You shouldn't just like throw it out, you know, burp it out of your mouth, throw it out of your mouth. You should have kavanah when you say the bracha, and make a bracha benachas. Take your time, no rush. This is what the Sefer Chassidim said in Siman Membav. Kishu notol yadav, when you wash your hands and you're making a bracha, i.e., oshmavarach ala peros, or you're making a bracha on any, you know, on an apple, whatever it is, ala mitzvahs, hashaguras b'fi kol adam, or you're making a bracha on a mitzvah, that mitzvah thing that you make a bracha on, you know, every day, you know, I don't know, you're saying on your tzitzis or whatever it is, your tefillin, yichav and liba, nevertheless, even though you say the bracha every day, all the time, direct your heart, l'shem boro, towards your creator, asher hifli chasto imo, who did amazing kindness with you, v'nas an loha peros, and gave us the fruit, or lechem, or the bread, lehanos mehem, to enjoy them, v'tzivahu al ha-mitzvahs, and similarly, he commanded us in mitzvahs. And that's also a chesed Hashem did and does to us, that we have the opportunity to embed ourselves in kedusha and be mistabek by Hashem by having mitzvahs. So that's the chesed Hashem is doing to us. So that's the kavana you should have when you make a bracha, an expression of hakaras hatov. V'yasek adam ha'osa davar b'minhag. Don't be like the kind of guy. Is this bothering you? No?
Gentlemen.
Yonatan. This is bothering. You guys are distracting. Sorry. So, you should lo yasa ka'adam. Don't be like the kind of person. Ha'osa davar b'minhag. Don't be like the kind of person who just does brachas because, you know, that's your habit. Moti davar b'piv below hegyon halev. And you just, you know, blobber out the words and don't think what you're talking about. None of this Baruch Melech Olam business. None of that. None of that, you know, disease. You have to mean it when you say it. That's the avoda. You gotta mean it when you say it. Just mean what you say. That's all. Well, davar zeh, and about those people who just say it but don't mean it. So those people chara af Hashem, they incite Hashem's anger. Ba'amo, against his nation. V'shalach lanu b'yad Yishaya, and therefore he sent us the message via Yishaya Navi. V'amar, he said, Ya'an ki niga sha'am, since the people approach me, hazeh, b'fiv, with their mouths, u'b'sfasav, and with lips, kibduni, they were mechabed me, says Hashem. However, v'libo richak mimeni, but their heart is nevertheless distant from me. That is upsets Hashem, so we ought not to do that. Vine od, vine sham od, mashahirich begodel haonish avurzeh. It's bad news to not mean it when you say it. So that's not good. So the first Mishnah Berurah here is saying that when you say bracha, you should mean it. And very hard, doesn't cut it. It's hard, but it's really not that hard. It's one of those things that, like, really, if you want to do it, it isn't hard. No, really, some things are hard even if you want to do them. Some things, if you want to do it, isn't hard. Like, to mean it when you say Bray Pray, it isn't hard. It really isn't. Just you have to want to do it right. So that's the number one. Now, so that was on the bracha as a whole. You know, I think it's worth taking 5 minutes and saying what the bracha means. He doesn't say it here, but it's worth saying. Every bracha that you say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, we're going to get to the kavanah of the Shem Hashem in a minute, in this very seif here, the simon. But what's the first part? Baruch Ata part of it. I think it's worth discussing too, and he doesn't discuss it here. There's one basic pshat, but there's actually two. There's two pshatim. The basic pshat is Baruch, how they say, like the Rashba, it means that Hashem is the source of blessing. So we'll tie in the Sefer Chassidim that you should, the bracha should be an expression of your hakar satov to Hashem for doing kindness unto you and giving you whatever you're saying thank you for in the bracha, or making the bracha in terms of the mitzvah. But when you say Baruch, you're saying Hashem, you, not that you're blessing Hashem, but Hashem is like the Makor Bracha. He is Baruch. He is the source of blessing. Baruch Ata Hashem, you are the source of blessing. And I'm benefiting from that kindness that overflowing to me. Then we'll get to Hashem, and I'll say, explain the Shem of Hashem later on. But that's what Baruch Ata means. There is a second shot, which is brought down. You can find it in books like, Nefesh HaChaim and other that's a good place to start. Other more Kabbalistic inclined forum, which actually said that you really are giving a bracha to Hashem when you say Baruch Ata. That sounds a little strange, but the truth is it's not strange at all. I think it's very pashut, and I think it's actually grammatically better and more sensible even than the standard shot. Even though Baruch is defensible grammatically as meaning the source of bracha. Like Hashem could be like Chanun and Rachum, which is the same grammatical construct. And Hashem is like the source of Rachamim. He is like Rachamim, incarnate, so to speak. But in any case, whenever somebody has an agenda, so you can give them a bracha, because the bracha will always be that I hope that, and I want, and I endorse, and I support, and I encourage, and I whatever, I bet your enterprise to succeed. So, although it's true that Hashem is infinite and doesn't need us, and therefore at first blush it's like, how can you give a bracha to Hashem? He's all that there is and he doesn't need us. But the truth is, Hashem actually has an agenda in creation. His agenda is to be native, to give. He created a universe so he could give to others. That's like how the Derech Hashem and others explain. That being the case, Hashem's agenda is he wants to give, which means we have to be gracious recipients. So when you say baruch, and you're saying a bracha, baruch ata, you actually are talking, saying, LP, this Kabbalistic line of thinking, it's not so esoteric though, that you're saying, Hashem, I'm giving you a bracha that your agenda of being native should succeed. And here it goes, and I'm going to eat this apple now, or here it goes, and you want to bestow, the capacity to inculcate, elokus into a person by doing mitzvahs, and here it goes, I'm now putting on my tzitzis, and I'm becoming more godly. So what you want to do is you want to be native. So here's the apple you want to give to me to enjoy. I'm going to enjoy it now. Or the mitzvah you wanted to give so I could earn Olam Haba and connect to you and be Makalba your Tov. Well, here it goes. I give you a bracha at your work, and here it goes. I'm going to now do it. So you actually, Hashem's agenda is being fulfilled. He has an agenda. He doesn't need it, but he wants it. And by the fact that he wants it, so now you give him a bracha, and that it should work. And it's on something. You make a bracha, and then you do that thing. And then Hashem's, agenda talk is fulfilled, and there are people actually benefiting from it. So, in both of those approaches, it's really consistent with what we said here. The point is, you're recognizing Hashem is doing good for you, and then you're speaking out ahead of time. So that's the Baruch Hata. Now, the next part, the upstairs, the Mechaber says, Kishiyazker Hashem, when you say the Shem, that is the Yudke Vavke name, but you of course pronounce it as you know how you pronounce it, obviously. Yechavin Perish, you should have Kavana for Perish Kriyaso Ba'adnus, the way you should have Kavana for the way it's pronounced, you read it, Ba'adnus, when you say it as Aleph Dalet Nun Yun, Shu Adon Hakol, because Hashem is the boss. He is the person to whom you answer. He is the boss of everything and everyone. But that means, at the root of it, it means that you're saying, like, Hashem, you call the shots in my life. It's everyone's life, but you fall into a nasty trap of thinking everyone and not you. Don't think everyone. Think you. Hashem, the Adon HaKol, he's the boss. He's the ultimate boss, and we answer to him. So I'm like, what do you do, I say? And V'yichavim b'ksivaso, you also have to have kavana, says the Mechaber, for the way in which it's written, which is b'yud, hey, with the yud and then the hey and then the vav and the hey, which means the yud and a hey and the vav and a hey is like a contraction of the words haya, hove, v'yiyya. Haya means was, hove means is, and v'yiyya means will be. So that, in a nutshell, means that Hashem was, is, and will be, meaning he's infinite, he's the eternal. You used to see the book that translating Hashem as the eternal with a capital E. That's a good translation here, but or infinite with a capital I, without beginning, without end. So that is not that that name, that Yudke Vavke name, is not a personal thing. It's not a personal thing. It's Hashem is transcendent and infinite. The Adnos is a personal, but the Hashem, the Yudke Vavke, is it's bigger than that. It's all there is. It's transcendent. It's everything. Infinite, beginning without end, was and will be transcendent. So he said you have to have Kavanah for both of those things. I'll stop there because there's another shame we'll do in a second about Elohim. But so that's on that. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Ba'adnus," sorry, "Kriyasa ba'adnus and sefkatan beis." You read it like with the Aleph Dalet Mem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yun. Ki Hashem hanichbad v'hanora, the actual name Yudke Vavke is asa likrosub kichsavo. You can't pronounce it the way it's written. As of course, everyone knows. There is, they do in the Beis HaMikdash, and we know we bow down on the Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, they do pronounce it in the Beis HaMikdash, but we never do. Kama Shomer Chazal, as Chazal says in Sanhedrin, Ahoges Hashem, one who pronounces the Shem Hashem, Bosiosav, the way it's written, like, you like something like the witness is knocking on your door, they're trying to pronounce that name, that is, Ein lo chelik ol haba, that person forfeits his world to come. That's the Gemara Chelik says. That's bad news, so we don't want to do that. So we never read the name. I know it's hard because it says, looks like it's a name there, but it's not a name. It's got to be pronounced Aleph Dalet. Yep. I'm not following you. I'm answering the question. I didn't understand. In the base, which they say it? In the base, well, I'm talking about the four-letter one. In the base of Mikdash, they did say it. They did say it when they made the Birchas Kohanim, they said it, right? And we say, that's when we talk about that, that's when we bow down to the ground, and everyone would bow down to the ground, full prostration to the floor, Hishtachavaya, when they would say the Shem Hashem with Mefarish. But outside that, we don't say it. So we repeat it, we just say, in Birchas Kohanim they do it, what? No, we don't. We never. No, but okay, we don't. Sorry. They did well, yeah, because they're doing it in response to hearing the name. We're not hearing the name. We're just remembering how they used to bow down when they would hear the name. No, we didn't say the name. No, they said the name. We just bowed down in response. No, wait, where did it say the word anymore? I don't know if it's true. Why isn't the Rabbanan change it? Al Don is a Shem Hashem also. I don't know that Gemara says they used to say it and then they stopped saying it. I don't know about that. Sahedra Daftari, that's what it'll be. That's what it says us to do. So maybe it used to be okay, but I don't recall that. So we say it, we think both things, but we only say Aleph Dalet under normal circumstances. Okay. Ella, Tsarch Likrosa Kilo Haya Kasuv Shem, you write it as it's written there, Aleph Dalet Nun Yod, and he's gonna now speak it out. Vigamba Nakuros like that. Okay, so in other words, really, in Ikar Din, I could just say it as it's written, but I'm hesitant because you'll all think I'm a lunatic, so I won't. But I'm trying to think of how I should do it. You won't think I'm a lunatic. Really, you could do it, Ikar Din. I mean, you could. Okay, you know how to say the Shem Hashem, but I want it. But maybe you don't. That's right, that's what he said, exactly. So what, yeah. You have to think two things when you make the bracha, says the Mechaber. You have to think two things when you say Shem Hashem. Okay, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Baruch atah Adonai lamdeinu chukecha. So that is, we're going to work. It's cumbersome, but that's, I'm going to go with this one for now, okay? So when you say that, Shem, you have to, if anything, Bray creates, you have to think Baruch atah Hashem. When you say Hashem, you have to think both that He is Hayahova V'yeh, He's eternal, and also He's the Don HaKol, He's the boss. You have to think both those things when you say it. In Sfardi Sidurim, according to the Mechaber, and really you ought to do it too, but that's why in Sfardi Sidurim, because the Mechaber is insistent on it, So you notice they always have. They have.
The beginning.
That's something else. That's something else.
If you say that, then that gives you the tefachos.
Yeah, because that's like a legal cheat. Okay, well, yes, fine, but leave that aside for a second. Step one. In Sephardi Sidurim, you'll see whenever they have the Shem Hashem written, they have both names written there on the spot. Right? They have these funny, like, sort of, you know what I'm talking about? It's like a schematic. They put the Al Dad Nud name stuffed in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, like, squeezed in there. They write them both together. So you should think both. We'll see in a minute. There's like a little more wiggle room when it comes to Ashkenazim, because the Mishnah Berurah gives a little more wiggle room. But anyways, the Chalchila, that's what you should do, for sure. Now, I was going to say how you pronounce his name. This is important. You're going to feel a strange changing how you pronounce it after all these years, but anyways, it's still important, and you got to pronounce it right. So, it should be pronounced exact like this, with the Nekudos of Aleph, I'll say it now, Baruch Ata Adonai, Lamdeini Chukecha, that way. The Hainu, when he speaks out the vowels here, Ha'alef, under the letter Aleph is B'chataf Patach. You should put a Chataf Patach, that's exactly what you see there. It's a Chataf, Patach is the little line, the Chataf, the two dots before it. Avloba Patach Levad, without, not just a plain Patach. I do not know what that means. A Chataf Patach, in theory, is a faster sound than a regular Chataf. A Chatif is like a snatched. So when a Patach, you know, is a sound, right? So, It should be pronounced with a fast odd, not a slow one. I don't know what that means. I don't have a clever idea. I don't know. He's addressing that. As far as I can know and think of, I don't think the letter Aleph ever shows up grammatically without the Chataf Patach. And you never see just the Patach there. You never see it there. I don't think. It's always a Chataf Patach. I don't know how it would sound to pronounce it wrong. But anyways, you want to say Ad without belaboring the ah. That's all I can tell you. Okay. So now.
But it's very important to say
the toy. Yeah. And you mean, that's right. Just like that. Exactly. It's like you see inside the hay. There's like the whole Shem Hashem squeeze in there for the Sephardim every time. Right. So that's the Aleph. Now, aval lo b'patach levad. Right. Oh, b'shva. Don't say with the shva levad. That's be like. Shva, you know, shva, it doesn't make much of a sound. So instead of saying ah, you say like uh. But don't do that. The dalid b'cholim. Now this is important. The dalid with the cholim. Now unless you have a strong Hasidish minug, the cholim is not. There's no yud in a cholim. I don't know where Hasidim have it. I'm not taking issue with them, but I don't know why people have like adopted it amongst the non-Hasidim to some degree too. Like Adoy, which is lechora wrong. So I'm not picking a fight people saying that they are oyoying everything they say, but for Shem Hashem they should really avoid that. So people should not say Adoin. They should not say that. They should say Adon. They should make an effort. If you, there should be. There's no Y sound in the cholam. Unless you have this minug that you do. I'm not addressing that. But unless if you don't have a chassidish background, you don't have that minug. So. There's no oi sound in. This is wrong. Baruch Ata Adoin, that's wrong. It's Adon. That's straightforward. So you gotta drop the. You don't want the yo. You don't want that yo. That's what he's saying. Well, I don't know. He's not saying that, but I'm telling you. That's the cholam is an o, not an oi sound. So you gotta be careful. The oi doesn't belong. I think oi yoi is no good. You don't want any ois over there. It's adur, and they also say nai, which is also bad news for Ashkenazim. Okay, what do you want from me? I can't help it. But I'm telling you, look, that's what we can mention Bereshit. Learn something we didn't know before. You don't want to say adoy, and you don't want to say adin. None of that business. Okay, so aleph is with a patach, with a chata patach. The dal is with a cholam ado. Yeah, and this is important. This pronunciation is always very important to the Shem Hashem, and. Sorry, I lost my place here. Vanun is with the comets. Now the comets is that's the noi sound. Now there are different people who have a minug that, like in Israel, in the Ivrit, people do not differentiate between the patach and the comets. They just make an us sound. So you, and by Sephardim across the board, they all say nai. Nai, not noi. By Ashkenazim, we really ought to say noi. And this might right also grate you the wrong way if you've been saying that way your whole life. But anyways, you should make an effort to make to not. It's not doi, but it is noi. It's not nai. Really, that's strange. It is. So that's a point. So it's worth practicing because it's important. No adoi and not not nai. Yeah, not nai. So you don't. Yeah, I'll say it. You don't say this is these are wrong. Let's address these things. Do not say Baruch Ata Adoi Noi. That's nonsense. Okay, and don't say it's nonsense. It's not a word. And don't say Baruch Ata. Don't now. I'm gonna say it sounds too close. I spook myself out. But it's do not say this Baruch Ata Adonai Lamdei Nichukecha. That's wrong. It's Baruch Ata Adonai Lamdei Nichukecha. Okay, that takes practice. That takes practice there. That's a serious one. Good. And when you say that, Adon, so you want to have Kavana, Eternal, Hayaho Viviyah, and also Adnos, he's the boss. So you got a lot to do. It takes a bit of time. So say it slowly, no rush, right? Or if you can't, in the beginning, if it's hard to think like so many things in the middle of one word, but what you can do is pause after, if you can't do it at first, just pause before going to the next word. So you can say, like, Adon, and then before you, if your brain doesn't cut up to your mouth, so then let it catch up for saying Melech Olam. Don't get to Melech yet. Think those two things. Okay, this takes practice, and the pronunciation of Hashem's name is very important, so we ought to practice that. Now, he goes on to say the Yadgish Hayud, the Yud. Now, this is the. Everyone's familiar, and when you pronounce a word, one syllable is accented. You know what I mean by that? Okay, so that's like the stronger syllable. So this Yadgish means that's the accent symbol. It's the Yud. Shetehe nikeres yafa, that the Yud should be pronounced as clear. Or actually, I'm sorry, that's not his point there. He's just saying make the Yud pronounced clear. Rak b'kavani yechavan l'shem havaya. Even though you're saying the name, you're saying it like Aleph Dalet, have kavana also hayaho v'viyah. I'm sorry, I missed something. V'tam ha-negina, that's the emphasized syllable, is hu milara. So there's some Hebrew words are mila'el and some are milara. Milara means the end. The syllable is at the end. So it's a second problem of the adoi business is you end up having the doi syllable being the accented one. In case you haven't noticed, Ashkenazim pronounce, as a general rule, everything with the first syllable accented. They're doing everything middle L, which is usually probably wrong, basically. It's wrong. But when it comes to Shem's name, you want to do right. Middle Ra, it's the last syllable. So it's not Adoi and then Nai. It's Ado, and then the emphasis symbol is Noi. It's a stronger syllable. If you say it, Baruch Ata Adonai, it's the latter, the last syllable, that's the emphasized one. That's the way it should be. So that's what he's getting at over here. Okay. Fine. That's important. This is a very, obviously, this is a mitzvah you do, a din halacha you do 100 times a day, so that you want to do right. Okay. Now he goes on to say, Ubez Kiraso Elohim, when you say the Shem Elohim, that's another one of Hashem's names, right? So we've seen three names today. We've seen Aleph Dal Nun Yud, which means the boss. Sometimes just notice that is the Shem you're saying. Like you see, for example, in the Bracha Mechaya Mason, okay, sitting here, I'll show you. The Bracha Mechaya Mason, it's like looking like a. Is this Jewish? It's totally disorienting. One second, I'm looking for the Bracha here. One second. Da, 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 da. Okay, I just want to show you. Here I just found, yeah. Oh, I'll take it. But now I've got it. Thank you. Unless you want to do that one, Dafka. Here, look. I just want to show you inside. Here we say, Ata Gibor La'olam. Now that is Aleph Dalet. See, it happens sometimes. It's not the only place. I'm just finding out where it's there, for example. Okay? So, forget all his. This is actually that name. So you say that name, every piece, all you think of is like boss, master of everything, master. As opposed to other times where it's oftentimes. You came vokay like there.
How does it change the beginning? Does it change the good kingdom.
So that's only when you have it, say Hashem Elohim together. Yeah, there's like a separate din. There's a separate and the kudos of the Kedah, we're talking the difference. The nekudos of the Shem Hashem change also. It's all Kabbalah. What the Shem has to do with only when it says the Shem Elohim. Yeah. They're different because the different Shemos of Hashem are the ways of the Shem to manhig the world. So as a general rule, the Aleph Dalet name is a name of they're different names. Okay, I don't get bogged down by it. The Aleph Dalet name is the name of Hashem's imminence, like presence in this world, and the Yod Kei name is of his transcendence. So they're different ideas. Usually they're combined, but Elohim, which we're seeing now, is something else. That's like Yod Kei Vav Kei is the name of Rachamim, and Elohim is the name of Din. You'll see there Hashem has like seven names, or really 10 names or whatever, seven names that you can't erase. Each have a different what are these different nidos through which Hashem is acting, acts through these different shemos. This is Kabbalistic in nature now. Like each of those names, Ekia Shir Ekia and Kel Shakai and Shem Tzvakos, each is a different, you know, these nidos, remember like you've seen them, like, you know, Shem Tzvakos is like Netzach, for example, you know what I'm saying? Like Ekia Shir Ekia is like, there's different names in this more Kabbalistic enterprise. But they have they're all in these indelible names that you can't say and you can't erase. In any case, but we're only dealing with Elohim here at the minute, Havayan and now Elohim. So the Elohim, this is the name of Din, but the Kavana is Ubhazkira Elohim. When you say the Shem Elohim, Yechaven, the Kavana Yishnev is Shu Takif Bal Yecholo. Sorry, but Shu Takif, he's like powerful. Bal Hayecholos, he controls all the possibilities. Ubala Kochos Kulam, and controls every force that there is. So that means like that means Hashem can do everything or anything, everything and anything. Sorry. Correct. But this Elohim is the name of Hashem's power and his doing. But it's in like. Yeah, that's what it means. That's what it means. But it's an active. So if I can, when people think about when not Jewish people or not sophisticated Jewish people think about Hashem, they're thinking about God, the all powerful one who makes the wind blow and can give me what I want and punish me if I don't. That's all Elohim. Elohim doing what God does, if you will. Hayol Vavi is what Hashem is. Hashem is like isness. That's what it's saying. Hashem, like the was, is, and will be is the present, is the verb to be. Hashem is, capital I. Something more abstract. It's the infinite being. He's a being. But Hashem's, what Hashem, as a doing, if you will, is Elohim. Something a little rather abstract. But without all that fancy footwork, when you think of the Shem Elohim, you're thinking that Hashem is the source of all power and can do and does everything. So that's that. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, I didn't do Gimel before, I'm sorry. Anyways, that's in that. Now Gimel went back on the High Hove of Iya. So now I apologize, I went out of order. But here the Mishnah Berurah says on Sifkat and Gimel, Ubir HaGra, the Gra himself, he explains, Kasav Dilafi Omekadin. If you look really, get to the bottom of the matter, at its depth, at its bottom line, Ein tzarach lechaven ela perish kriyaso. The truth is, says the Gra, he's disagreeing with the Machaber. The Machaber said, have two kavanas. The Gra says, the truth is, really, 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 if you can't swing it, or you don't swing it, the ikar, meikar din, all you need to have kavana for is the kriyaso, how it's pronounced, meaning Aleph Dalet. He's the boss. That's essential. Every time you go after the way it's pronounced, it says, the Mishnah Berurah concedes that there's great sodos, you know, great secrets and depth to the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. But notwithstanding that, the Kavana, the Ikka Kavana is how you pronounce it, that he's the boss. The exception is the Gras is when it comes to Kriyashma. When you say Kriyashma, because you're talking about Yichud Hashem there, Sarach lechavin gam kein shahaya hobaviya. You must have kavana for both meanings then. That's ma'akev. So, ein sham. So therefore, the Mishabur is being the Gra who says that despite what the Mechaber paskin, that you have to have two kavanas, the Gra said, well, really, 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 the Ma'akev is only the Adonis name, the Adon HaKol name, that kavana, when you say Yud Kevav, okay? With the exception of Kriyishma. When you say Kriyishma, you have to have both things in mind. Well, I'll touch Kriyishma in a second. Okay? Now, right. So, really, Lechachila, even if you're an Ashkenazi, you should have kavana for both, really. But b'diyeved, the Mishabura is saying really that you're going to be okay with just one, except for Kriyat Shema. Now there's a fancy legalism. Doesn't particularly appeal to me. But in any case, many still imprint it, as you pointed out, where people make this essential declaration at the beginning of the day, that they say, every time I say the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, I mean to have kavana for both. I mean both these two kavanas. And with that, at least legally and technically, you've covered both. To me, it's a lot worse than selling your chametz and pesach to a goy. It's like you're saying what I mean is, but if you don't mean it, then how did you mean it? So that's a little strange to me. But anyways, what it's saying is you're stam das, like you didn't think what you meant. So what you meant was that. In other words, you're saying passively, I know what it means. You're stating passively. Whenever I say this word, to me it means these two ideas. And then you say you didn't think really anything necessarily. So like you tap onto that passive meaning. But anyways, that's not. What? So that's what some people say like that, but I think I'm not. Yes, so you can say there are many, and I'm with them. They're like, doesn't make much sense to do that. Who are you kidding already? Like, who are you kidding already? Like, the whole point is you have to mean it when you say it. You didn't mean it when you said it. It's like, just rely on the grunt, don't, and just rely on the ikra din or whatever I'm saying. Like, to me, it's strange. But anyways. Is it the hate? I'm not one to. It's based on I forgot who said it, but it is what it is. I'm not arguing with that. I'm just saying, say bracha slowly and mean it. That's more the way to go. Now he finishes up and he says here in the Mishnah Berurah, uvamakam she nichtav ba'alef dalid, when it's written with alef dalid, like I showed you in the Machai Meis in the second bracha of Shmona Esrei, when it's actually written alef dalid nun yud. Then Luchulayama, everyone agrees, Ein Tzarach Lechavin Elishu Adon HaKol, just like Kavana, he is the master of everything, and that's enough. Right? Im Echad Mesaper Chazdei Hashem, that's like, it's a new din here. If a person is saying something great about Hashem, and Sha'asla, that Hashem did something great for him, Umetchila Mazkir Hashem, he actually said Hashem's name when he was saying Hashem is so great, but he actually didn't say Hashem, he said Adon. So then, Verota Ligmor Devarv, he intends to finish the sentence. Masha Aslo Hashem, what Hashem did for him. Asr Lafsiko B'Devarv, don't disturb him, because then it's going to be worse. He's going to say, at least it's not saying Hashem's name for nothing. You're not supposed to do it, but that's a lot better than saying it just stomp saying in the air. Shem V'Toch Kach, because if you say something to him, Ligmor Devarv, you won't finish the thought. But in such a Hitzker Shem Shemayim Bechinam, that he said Hashem's name for nothing. Really, you're allowed to say Shem Hashem for a purpose, which is why really I said Nikra, then I could, every time I was talking to you, each time I could have said it out. Really, I'd be allowed. It's not saying Hashem's name for nothing, it's for instructional purposes. Just, we're spooked out, so I don't want to spook you. But, for example, let's talk about example of this. Saying, Zmiros on Shabbos. If you're going to say the Zmiros, there's no reason why you can't say the Shem Hashem. And some people do say that if you have no Zmiros. Other people don't say it. Now, there's a good reason not to say it. The reason not to say it is because your kid's going to make a noise in the middle of the Zemir, and you're going to tell him to shut up, and saying shut up ruined the thought, and now you said the Shem's name at the beginning of the thought, and you didn't finish it. That's no good. So the moral story is A, don't tell your kid to shut up, and B, but if you do, don't say it in the middle of a sentence that has a Shem's name in it. So, therefore, if you're going to be, and obviously, I'm teasing about saying shut up, but the meal is like, can be a chaotic time, and if there's chaos and you have to discuss who to give soup to and what to do, then you're likely to interrupt, in which case you shouldn't say the Shem Hashem, but otherwise you could. Point is, if you're saying the Shem Hashem for a constructive purpose, really make it then it's mutter to do. People are afraid to do it because accidents happen, so they don't. So he's saying here, if a guy said it for whatever reason, saying the Shem Hashem, don't interrupt him. because he'll lose his track of thought. Perhaps then he won't finish the thought, and that's bad news. Now, aval, on the flip side, in rota lekal shum adam v'hitchil b'shem, if a guy is trying to curse out chas v'shalom some other guy, and it, which is this is the deraisa, and he wants to curse out with the shem Hashem, and it says Hashem should whatever do to you. So if he actually says the shem Hashem, and he hasn't finished the thought yet, even so, mitzvah lav siko, you should still stop the guy in his tracks. Shlo yigmar dvarav lo yechta, and he shouldn't do the sin of cursing someone with the shem Hashem, which is like quite a severe crime. It's, so you better just make him just say the shem levatel than actually finish thought and actually curse a Jew out with the shem Hashem, which is very, very severe. Okay, so that's then the Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry. Oh, the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim, that's the source. Vuvah bechidush Rabbi Akiva Eger. That din about the interrupting someone in the middle of a curse. So, to sum up, have we over time here? Oh, good. So, we won't even sum up. But let me sum up 1 second. To sum up, number one, have kavanah when you say brachas. Mean what you say. Take it slow. Don't rush. Baruch means Hashem is the source of blessing, and you're giving a brach, and his enterprise should succeed. Hashem, when you say Hashem, you think two things. Hayah Ho V'Yeh, infinite, eternal, and Adonai Kol, he's the boss of everyone and me. If it's written just Aleph Daled Nun, then you can just have a kavanah for he's the boss. And when Hashem Elohim, you mean Hashem can do anything and has all the power, can do and does whatever he wants. He's infinitely powerful. Okay, very good.